The Munes believed in formulas and calculations as strongly as the Bith did, but Plagueis was not a fatalist. Convinced that Tenebris's brilliant equations were missing an important factor, he had argued that future events, whether predicted by machines or glimpsed in visions, were often clouded and unreliable. More important, he had been raised to believe in the elimination of competitors and viewed the Jedi as just that. The Order wasn't simply some rival corporation that could be secretly acquired. It had to be undermined, toppled, and dismantled. Deracinated. He had assumed that given time, he would have been able to win Tenebris over, but his former master had obviously pronounced him unfit to don the mantle of Sith's successor, and had looked elsewhere. The unbridled desires of sentience were a blessing to the Sith, for those desires birthed an abundance of zealous and audacious beings who could be used to further the cause. Plagueis had been instructed to be on the lookout for suitable beings, just as Tenebris had been when he had discovered Venomous. Perhaps Tenebris had regarded the sneak attack as beneficial, no matter the results. Had Venomous been victorious, he was deserving of the mantle, and if not, then Plagueis might come to accept the true nature of the master-apprentice relationship. An old story that had never made much sense to him. But it did explain Tenebris' curious behavior in the months and weeks preceding the events on Baldemnik. It was impossible to know how long Venomous' attack had been in the planning, but Tenebris, for all his cool detachment, had plainly worried over the decision. On Baldemnik, he had been distracted, and that inattention had cost him his life. But in those final moments, before he had fully grasped the role Plagueis had played, he had been on the verge of revealing the existence of Venomous. It made little difference now, and in fact, Plagueis found the Bith's vacillation contemptible. Like Plagueis, Tenebris had obviously embraced the fact that Darth Bane's rule of two had expired. Precious few Sith Lords had honored it in any case, and with good reason, as Plagueis saw it. The goals of the grand plan were revenge and the reacquisition of galactic power. But while most Sith Lords since Bane had in their own fashion helped to weaken the Republic, their efforts had owed less to selflessness and allegiance to the rule than to weakness and incompetence. Driven to discharge Bane's imperative they might have been, and yet each had fallen prey to individual foibles and eccentricities, and so had failed to exact revenge on the Jedi Order. Plagueis understood. He would never have been one to lay in wait or devote his reign merely to positioning a subsequent Sith Lord for success. Nor would he have been content to remain in Tenebris' shadow as an apprentice had the Bith actually triumphed where others had failed. How, in all his wisdom, had Tenebris failed to grasp that Plagueis was the culmination of the millennium-long hunger for revenge? How had the Bith failed to grasp that destiny had called him? In a rare moment of compliment, the Bith had even said as much. In the same way that tectonic forces cause a boulder to plunge into a river, forever diverting its course, events give rise to individuals whose stepping into the current of the Force alter the tide of history. You are such a one. Was Plagueis now to believe that Tenebris had also considered Venomous such a one? If so, it demeaned him. The data discovered aboard Venomous's starship failed to shed light on how old he'd been when Tenebris found him, or reveal anything about his training. Set ways of training an apprentice were a thing of the past, regardless. Doctrine was for the Jedi. Where the Jedi courted power, the Sith lusted after it. Where the Jedi believed they knew the truth, the Sith possessed it. Owned by the dark side, they ultimately became their knowledge. For the past 500 years, the Sith of the Bane line had eschewed selecting children as apprentices, finding it more advantageous to discover beings who had already been hardened or scarred by life. Plagueis, though, had been an exception.